that loves Jesus.
Yeah, he doesn't love Jesus because he's not obeying him.
More than anything in his life.
You love God by keeping his commands, neighbor. You can't love God in your heart and live worldly and carnal. You love God by keeping the commandments. 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15, you are my friend if you keep my commandments. Worldly churchianity is not going to find the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming to destroy this. Repent and seek Christ in spirit, in truth. Oh, we're on a public sidewalk here. We're actually fine. We're moving. We're absolutely fine. You're the guy that grabbed me and tried to run me off. I don't have to keep moving. First Amendment free speech, I can stand, sir. You don't know the law, sir. I love you. I don't have to keep moving at all.
Obviously, you don't know the law either.
I do know the law. We have a fine officer that just checked the law. This is a free speech sidewalk. I can walk. I can move. I can do whatever I want. I can walk. I can move. I can preach. Don't interrupt my event. I'm not interrupting yours. You guys are being deceived by false Jesus. Look at our testing. Don'tperish.com. Look up the testing and see how false this is. It's corrupt Christianity. Deceiving small children to false Jesus is wickedness. Jesus said, there'll be a millstone around your neck for deceiving small children. So we had the event organizer's father come out and try to defend this, telling us his son has a heart for Jesus. Try standing before a righteous judge in a courtroom and telling him your heart is right for the law when you've broken the law over and over and over and over. God looks at the heart, and he said we know them by their fruit. We know them by their fruit. Look at the fruit of this place. Worldliness, carnality, sin, flesh, money taking. None of this is of a holy God, neighbor. And so by the fruit you shall know them. Jesus said, repent, come out of the world. This is not biblical churchianity. Jesus said, lose your life to find it. In Matthew 10. Have you lost your life to find Jesus Christ in spirit and truth? Have you become a child of God by the word of God, by the spirit of God? Lest you have, there's no hope of eternal life to come. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, neighbor. The Bible says no man can have two masters. He's going to love one. He's going to hate the other. You're living for a life outside of the truth of God. No one can enter the kingdom of God lest you're in spirit and in truth. And righteousness and goodness. Ephesians 5:9, truth, goodness, righteousness. Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, but without holiness, no one will see God. And so we just love our neighbor enough to lift up that testing, lift up the word of eternal God. Show people Christ is coming in flaming fire. He's an angry God, a consuming fire that's going to quench all things. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he's coming with a flaming sword out of his mouth. The sword of the Spirit. The Bible says he's coming back as the fiery lion of Judah. The fiery lion of Judah. Test yourself to the biblical gospel, sir. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ, neighbor. Jesus is such a glorious God. He shed his blood. He made a narrow way to eternal life. But you can't access it living your own way. You got to access it following Christ in spirit and truth. You can't live like the culture. You can't live like churchianity. You can't live in your flesh. You must walk in the spirit. John 4:24, God is a spirit. He's looking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth.